see some remarks with some reality, but not too much, about the FT. And some applications to linear algebra, numerical, frequent problems. Last time we saw that DFT and also its inverse, IDFT, can be computed with substantially it's the same algorithm in table in we go and log in complex floating point operations flops. The most famous algorithm which was proposed in 1965, I guess, it is the two-way taffy with C or not with A. Algorithm, which is the most famous. It implements exactly the same formulas we saw last time in a direct way. It is not a recursive both the FT and its inverse are computed in a direct way. One could say that the only relevant aspect in this algorithm is the idea of rearranging the entries of the vectors which must be transformed in such a way that its entries are already in the correct order when its entries must be transformed with DFT of a smaller order. To be more clear, with the use of transformation of smaller order, made the assumption that M was power 2, say 8, for instance. If we start, the vector which must be transformed was called Z. So we are computing the inverse. The formulas that we gave last time were the formulas for the inverse of the transformation. So we are computing Y, which is the transformative of Z. Z has entries of indices 0, 1, so on, I list all of them. And the recursion splits this vector into two sub-vectors. The first with even indices. The second sub-vector with odd indices. 1, 3. This was all clear. And again, the even indices of the first subvector at this level, 0 and 4, then 2 and 6. Again here, 1 and 5, and the last, 3 and 7. This algorithm starts with rearranging the 8 entries of Z in this way, and a simple, well-known fact is that is this one. If you represent in base 2 the indices of this arrangement, you have, I write it here, zero, four, that is 1, 0, 0, 2, here is 1, 1, 0, 0, 0, 1, 1, 0, 1, 0, 1, 1, and 7 is 1, 1. If you perform the reversal permutation of the digits of these 8 representations of the indices in this order, so-called reversal, you obtain that it is sufficient to read the digits in reversal order, you have that this is the representation zero. This is zero, obviously. You obtain 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. So the reversal gives the natural order of indices. This is a nice thing, I could say. So it is well known that this aspect is present, is a feature of this algorithm, and of other algorithms that then there are a variety of proposed algorithms. Another possible choice is the Sand and Taki last time I told you, Saint and Gentlemen, that the correct name is Sand and Taki. And others. All are fast algorithms in the sense that they need always n log n complex flops. Another important remarks all FFT have fast Algorithms are stable. In the book you find a specific result regarding these two algorithms. If we consider only first these algorithms, the result is that it can be shown that the computer result of FFT using cooling and tracking say Z tilde satisfies the following bound it's the usual relative error measured in norm 2. It is relative. We have the norm of Z at the denominator is less than constant, say k, the machine epsilon for precision u, multiplied by the square root of n and log n. So the relative error cannot grow more than this function, square root of n, it's logarithmic. This is a useful result for the stability of this particular algorithm. Another remark, if it will happen that you use one of these methods for computing VFT, if you use MATLAB, Octavi, Mathematica, there is some confusion about the correspondence between what the available functions in these software packages do and the exact, the correct definition that we give. I told you something last time, but it was not detailed, not fully correct. I have checked the situation and about the functions available in common software packages or environments. In MATLAB there are also Octavi, which is almost similar. You have that the function FFT applied to some vector y computes n times our DFT of the same vector. This is the VFT as we have defined it last time. Or in our vision, this is the same thing that V is our Fourier matrix, the matrix that we introduced as the matrix made with the powers of omega sub n raised to I by J, or to avoid the use of I, which can be confusing, with the imaginary unit. This is the definition, our definition of Fourier matrix. This is simply V to the H. Again, in MATLAB, the inverse, compute the inverse of this function, which is, if called the argument Z, one over n multiplied by our inverse, which can be expressed simply as 1 over n v by z. This is in order to recover our definition in terms of the functions which one finds in these environments. This is for mathematics. For mathematics, it is slightly different. The exact name of the function is not fast Fourier or discrete fast Fourier. There is not discrete name. It is simply Fourier. Apply to the Z, which in Mathematica is defined as 1 over the square root of n by let us write this as which is equal to so you see here direct inverse. This is so, and the inverse to conclude inverse. The initials are capital, as you know, this is mandatory in mathematics. Capital letter, again, is constant, dft of y, which using our definition of VFT, we find this constant. This is the inverse of V, so the conjugate transpose of V, sorry, multiplied by Y. This table, I tell you again, this table can be useful if you. If you want to apply our result to numerical instances using these two softwares? Well, now, let us give a look to some of the closest applications of the discrete transform of Fourier. There is a very natural link between PFT and its inverse and the so-called, I give you a quick example last time, and the so-called circular matrices. Well, a circular matrix is, and the circular matrix is defined, and let us call it C. Consider the case n equals 4. All densities of C are defined in terms of densities in the first row. So let us call A 0 1. 2, 3. The other rows, each row can be obtained from the previous with a shift. So the second row is obtained by the first, shifting it by one position to the left, to the right. So second row begins with A 3. 0, 1, 2, and so on. There is always a shift. There is 3, 3, 1. For every choice of the four parameters A sub I, we have a square matrix n by n of this kind. Well, the link can be expressed by this product. All circulant matrices are diagonalizing by me. In other terms, the columns of V of the matrix of the Fourier matrix of the same order are the eigenvectors for all matrices of this kind, independently of independently of the choice of the values of the n parameters. This is a simultaneous diagonalization which is expressed, which can be expressed by the usual, the well-known formula. We have C is equal to V, a diagonal matrix D containing the eigenvalues of C, and the inverse of V, which we know that the inverse, we have two of these, is 1 over n by b2h, or which is the same thing, c by v is equal to v by v. V is diagonal. So we verify But this property means that most of the operations or the problems more generally in which C is involved can be treated by using the matrix V, if we know the matrix V, can be treated by using V products of V by some vectors, products between matrix, diagonal matrix, and some other objects. So the computability of the product V by a vector in big O and log N will be clearly useful to solve all or almost all problems in which these matrices are involved in a fast way. Let us prove, it is not very long, this fact. Circular matrices can be seen as polynomials in a particular, very simple matrix, which is called the shift matrix. So let us start by this matrix. Usually this is called Z. Shift matrix, n by n, work on small size 4. You can define Z as a block partitioned square matrix, the first row as only one in the last position, the last position, and this block is zero. Other positions contain zero entries, and this is the identity matrix of order n minus one. This matrix is a permutation. Matrix. So if we multiply it by some other object, it's on the left, its effect will be to permute, according to the permutation represented by the matrix, the entries of the vector or the rows of the other matrix. It is a unitary matrix also, so its eigenvalues must have modulus 1. But they can be found immediately if we write the characteristic polynomial Z. Let me write over. Put minus lambda along the diagonal, compute the determinant developing along the first row. You have lambda minus lambda to the 4, then lambda to the 4, plus minus plus minus minus 1 multiplied by the determinant of this matrix, which is upper triangular, so you have minus 1 simply by the determinant of this, which is 1. The eigenvalues, so you say here, generally you have minus, for a generic value of n, you have minus lambda to the n, Mind plus, plus minus 1 raised to 1 plus n equal to 0. Which this equation can be rewritten always in a good form. So, the eigenvalues of z are the nth root, the eigenvalues are the nth roots of 1. So, as we have seen in the introduction of the Fourier matrix, all the nth roots of 1 can be written as a primitive matrix, our omega sub n, which was defined as the complex exponential with exponent I by 2 by p over n. Let us call simply omega, and so the eigenvalues are all the powers of these primitive roots. These are all the eigenvalues of z. Well, why z is involved in this discussion? Because z is the settlement. Is a particular case, but not so particular, because one realizes immediately that any circle matrix can be written as a polynomial in Z. Let us continue with case n equal to 4. This matrix C can be written as A sub 0 multiplied by z to the 0 plus A sub 3 by z to 1, so that this number is exactly in the positions where it is 1 in the definition of the shift matrix. The other powers, the other entries of the matrix, if we compute the square of z, we found that it is given by this matrix, which is again here a one is in this position, is again a permutation matrix. This is again a circular matrix, is made in this way, and the positions of one are the same than the position of A by A sub 2. So here we can write A sub 2 by Z square. And for similar reason, you can check this easily, we have the last term missing is A sub 1, which occurs these positions, which are the position where 1 is in z to the 3. But this is a polynomial in z of degree 4. Its coefficients are the numbers appearing in the first row of C in a suitable order. The first, the last, and then the other two in the correct order. This fact that any circular matrix is a polynomial in Z, as I've written right here this, and C is expressible as P of Z. This means that one, the eigenvalues of C are P in lambda sub I, where lambda sub I are, I put it here now, are the n eigenvalues of Z. But when I meet a matrix which is a polynomial in another matrix, the eigenvalues of this matrix are the polynomial, the same polynomial, computed n times with arguments, the eigenvalues of the matrix which is here. We know the eigenvalues, which are simply the roots of unity. We know P, since the coefficient of P are the entries in the first row of C. So we know for any circular matrix who are its eigenvalues. Let me tell you the important consequence of this. How can be computed the eigenvalues of C? According to the formula, we compute the eigenvalues according to the form. How can the eigenvalues of C be computed? What we need compute, if we want to compute P in these values, which are equal to the powers exponent letter square j we can express for all the values of j. We can put in a vector the coefficients of P, which we know that they are the answers of the first row of C in the correct order. We put them in a vector, and we can multiply this vector by a matrix containing all the powers by row of the eigenvalues lambda, which have the form omega to the j. But this matrix, we avoid to write the entries of the matrix with the correct indices, but it is clear, it is very clear that this matrix is the Fourier matrix B, which has been defined row by row with the powers of with the powers of omega to the J, where J is the index of row in this case. So the coefficient of all the eigenvalues reduces to a product V by, say, call again this vector Z, but V by Z is what we have called IDFT. So the conclusion is that all the eigenvalues of a circular matrix can be computed by an inverse DFT, and therefore in Bipole and Loop. First consequence: the eigenvalues of the circular matrix are known and can be computed in this way. They depend on V by the coefficients which are here. And again, vectors. What about the eigenvectors of a circular matrix? Well, we have found that C is P of Z. So vector C, let us turn to the problem eigenvectors of Z. Why? If a matrix, again, if a matrix is polynomial in another matrix, the eigenvectors are the same. The eigenvalues change and they must be computed through the computation of P. But the eigenvectors are the same of C. So all the circular matrices have the same set. It's possible to choose the same set of eigenvectors. The eigenvectors of Z, and then we stop as usual, the eigenvectors of Z are not difficult to compute. Because Z is a rotation with a shift matrix. In fact, let us consider the product Z by F, by V, we are calling it V. V Fourier matrix. Since Z is a permutation matrix, we call its I call its shape in the case n equals equal to 4. And you have that. We can write the row k of the product is, since z, the product by z per 4, the permutation of the rows of v, the row k of the product is equal to the row of v with index. So consider the second as index 1, since we start from 0. The second row of the product is equal to the first row of the second matrix V. So here we have this equality, this equation between the row k and the row k minus 1. The subtraction k minus 1 must be done in modulus n, but this is clear. So 0 minus 1 for the first row, which has index 0, row 0 equal to row 0 minus 1, which means a row 3, the last row, B, which is correct. From this, we conclude immediately that if we consider an entry of indices k and j of the product, it must be equal to the entries with indices k minus 1 j of index b. This is simple. And we know by the definition of the Fourier matrix that this entry is a power of omega, or omega sub n, we draw the index here, the exponent, so it is k minus 1 by j, or k by j minus j. Well, this can be rewritten more expressively in this way. This matrix can be seen as, let us start again from Z by V. This matrix can be seen as the matrix V multiplied by a suitable diagonal matrix. Well, say this as omega to the k by j by omega to the minus j. This is the corresponding entry of V. But the corresponding entry of V is the divided multiplied by this power of omega. But the exponent of this constant depends only on the column index. So if we put in this diagonal matrix, which we define now, numbers according to this form, omega minus 0, omega minus 1, and so on, omega minus n minus 1, we have found what we wanted. That is, Z is diagonalized by V. This is the same thing as we remarked at the beginning, that Z is equal to V V, which is the same thing as V V V H. Now, the last thing to say, these numbers must be the eigenvalues of Z. But we knew which were the eigenvalues of Z. They were these powers. We see here, again, powers of omega with different exponents. But this is not a problem, because we can add to the exponent of omega n, or multiple of n. So we can obtain the same number. We can express omega minus 0, which is always 1, also as omega to the n. Omega n minus 1, and here omega to the 1. Multiply by omega to the n, which is 1. These same thing as omega. And so we recognize now the same numbers rearranged. So we at this point we know that let us write a short resume of what we have seen. Circulant matrices are simultaneously diagonalizable by me. They have eigenvalues which can be computed by, how let me say this in this way, a product V by Z. Commute. If two matrices are diagonalized by the same matrix, they commute, because they can be led to diagonal matrices which commute. So if we have, in the usual sense of commutation, products C sub 1, C sub 2 is equal to, we have also seen how all polynomial in Z. We stop here and we continue with the most important consequences by the computational point of view of this. Okay.